Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin on Daf Mem Beis Mabeis, two lines from the bottom. The Mishnah taught us the Beleza Oimer Av Tachshitei Noshim. The Beleza taught us that even Tachshitei Noshim have a problem on Pesach. Ask the Gemara Tachshitei Noshim Sakadatach, what is the issue with Tachshitei Noshim? El Eimo says the Gemara, what meant is Tipulei Noshim. They had flour was used to take off excess hair on a woman's body. Damar Yehuda Mishmul, Benois Yisrael, Shigil Perkut, Jewish girls that started developing hair, V'lagiu L'shodim, but they were too young for that hair to already have been developed on their body. Benois Aniyim Teiflus Oson, the way people who didn't have it means would take it off with sid, with lime. Obviously, that is not a very pleasant way of removing them. And wealthier girls, Teufel and Sabasolus, would take it off with flour. And really wealthy people, kings, daughters, would take it off with Shemen Amor, as we find in the Megillah. Shenemar, it says in the Megillah that all women who were brought to Achashverosh and were prepared to meet him had one of the treatments they had was Shisha Chadoshim B'Shemen Hamor. There's a very interesting discussion amongst the Rishonim, what is Shemen Hamor? One Mandam, the Rambam, it's a Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says that Shemen Amor is what is known as musk. And musk is something that is extracted from the glands of an animal. The Ravid disagrees. He says it's inconceivable that something that began from the neck of the animal should be used for, which is blood, should be used in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kesef Mishnah explains that since this blood turns into earth, is completely nifgam, that's why it loses that status. The Ravid, as I said, disagrees. My Shemen Amor, Rav Hunabar Yirim Sitkis, it's some sort of a ointment. Rav Yirim Abba, Mishem Zay Shalai Vishlish. Tanya Yehudaim and Finkin, the Finkin that we discussed, that the Mishnah discusses in Masechta Menachos, that Pei Hei Amud Beis, which is discussed, that's kind of oil that may not be used in the Beis HaMikdash for Karban Mincha. Shemen Zayit Shalai Vishlish is olive oil from olives that did not ripen a third. V'lama Sochnoi Soi, why would they put that on their body? Says the Gemara, Bnei Shemeshin is a sar. It makes the excess hair, it removes the excess hair, or Madan is a basar, and it makes the body glow, makes the skin glow. Rashi, as the Menachem Meshiv Nefesh explains him, asks, what's the Gemara's question? What Lama Sochnoi Soi? So it says the Gemara's question is not limited to Shemen Amor. The Gemara's question is also on Sid and Soilus. Because the Gemara at the beginning on Tapir Amid explained to us that they all take girls who have excess hair have to go through a treatment. And Rashi therefore is explaining that why did they use the Shemen Hamor in the time of Achashmeirish, he explains. Because his question is that our Gemara on the Tapir Amid explained that we use these treatments for a specific situation, for a woman who is starting to develop excess hair, even though she's too young. So the other question is, so yes, a girl who has this issue has to go through a treatment. But why did all the girls in the time of Achashmeirish have to go through this treatment? It's difficult to assume that every girl had this problem. So that's why That's what's bothering the Gemara. And the Gemara answers that not only does this do these treatments cause that the excess hair should be removed, but what they also accomplish is that they are ma'adenes abasar. They give the body a glow. So since they give the body a glow, and they want to prepare all the girls who are going to meet Achashverosh in that way, that's why they use this treatment, even for people who did not have this issue of Meshur Sassar V'loi Higil Perkin. Our Gemara discusses treatments for removing excess hair. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us that a man, because of the Isser of Lo Yilbash, may not remove white hairs, may not dye his hair. All of that is included in this of Lo Yilbash. The Shas Tshuvas Chalkus Yaakov, Yeridei Simon Pei Zayin, has a discussion when there's an Isser of Lo Yilbash. What does that mean? Does that mean that the man is not, may not, as we just discussed, actively go and remove and dye his hair, remove hair that he finds to be the raw white that he wants to remove to make himself look younger? What would be the halacha, however, where the discussion is that he doesn't have to actually color his hair, he doesn't have to actually pull out hairs that he doesn't want. There's some medicine, some sort of a pill that he could take, and that will cause that his hair that became white will become black. Is that considered also in the category of Lo Yilbash? Or he wants to discuss that it's only a grumma. So he says, from our Gemara, it's obvious that there are all types of treatment. And anything that doesn't have to be direct treatment, that still is considered a treatment. And therefore, the halacha is that it's that too would be usur. He also, interestingly, quotes from the Sefer Chassidim at Simen Shin Ayin Tes, that there was a man that was told that there's a very beautiful woman in a certain place who's prepared to marry you. However, go there to meet her, but you are an older person and she may not be interested to marry you once she sees that you're an older person, that you have white hair. So they suggested to him that he should dye his hair black, and like that she won't realize how old you are. So he said, Chas v'sholem, whatever, I will never do something to fool somebody. So from here it seems, says the Chalkus Yaakov, that the only concern he had was about misleading her. It didn't seem that he was concerned about Lo Yilbash. So he says that maybe the way they wanted him to dye his hair was not through actual dyeing the hair, which, as we said at the beginning, is usur, but maybe it was only through a grumma. And therefore, that's why it would be mutter. So, is that a right that it's mutter? She says, of course it's not mutter. A grumma, as we just said, is usur under all circumstances. What he meant, what the Sefer Chassidim is trying to point out, is that aside from the isra of Lo Yilbash, when somebody dyes his hair, there's another issue that you're fooling somebody when they think that you're younger when you're really older. Our Gemara begins now the sugya that, as we discussed in our previous year, our Mishnah in the previous year, as we began the new perek, discussed two types of chametz which are not full-fledged chametz. One was taruvas chametz, chametz that is not pure, it has a mixture of chametz. And the other situation we discussed in yesterday's shiur was chametz noikshu, which is not full chametz. We gave a number of pshatim, perhaps we'll review them again. So our Gemara now begins to try to analyze who is the Tan of our Mishnah. Zeh klal koshrim in dagen, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yishuv, v'chimach shenina, the koshrim in dagen, hareza over b'Pesach, that anything that's in these categories, you may not have on Pesach, as we discussed, and that's the halacha. Rashi's opinion is that there's even an issa b'ayirah b'ayimotzah. Lama manu chachamas elu. Why did the Chazal pick these? Kedei, shiragabem b'shmei seyem. That people should know that these foods or other items that were mentioned in the Mishnah, what they're all about, and that people should know that they should be avoided on Pesach. He had ahu b'amarov ikla bavel, as the Gemara actually tells us a story. There was somebody from Eretz Yisrael who arrived in Basel, chav b'ser b'adei, and he had meat that he was carrying with him to eat. Amalu krivelu metalta. So he told the people where he was visiting, could you please offer me some dip? As we've learned many times, it was most common in those days that when they ate meat, they had dip that they put the meat into. Shamed the karmelik kruvili dikta. So he said, give me, they said to him, we'll offer him some kutach. Kim the shema kutach. But once he heard that he was being offered kutach, as we discussed in our previous year, kutach is a dip that's made out of dairy. So he knew, Pirish, that he may not eat that kutach. And as the Rishonim explained, kutach abavli was very, as the name implies, was commonly eaten in Bavel. It wasn't such a common dip in Eretz Yisrael. And if not for the fact that Rabbi Yochanan had learned our Mishnah, which clearly teaches us that kutach abavli, as we learned in yesterday's shiur, the Mishnah, the Gemara, a dairy, he would have never known. So we learned in the Mishnah, Harei Elu Bashara, that both Chametz Gomer, Chametz Petaruvis, and Chametz Noitsha are Eser Lav, but there is no Chiv Koris for eating them on Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Man Tama, who is the time the Chametz Gomer de Taruvis, that holds that Taruvis Chametz is not Chayiv Koris? And again, the definition of taruvas chametz is where you have chametz gomer that is mixed into a food and it's dissolved and it's not noticeable that there's any chametz in this. And as we explained in yesterday's shiur, if there's so much chametz in the food in which it is dissolved, that you have kezayis chametz, b'chdei achilas pras, that in the time that it takes to eat kedei achilas pras, anywhere from 2 minutes to 9 minutes, you will have consumed a kezayis of karis, then the halacha is that that's considered not taruvas chametz, that's considered full-fledged chametz. Furthermore, explain the Pnei Yeshua, if you have the chametz in this mixture noticeable, it's not dissolved, it's noticeable, then it's also going to be considered chametz gomer. In order to be considered teruvas chametz, you have to have two conditions. Number one, it has to be nimuach, dissolved, and you have to have less than a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So, ask the Gemara, how do we know when we have teruvas chametz, or we have chametz noiksha, be'enei, belav, that there's only an isalav. So as we discussed in yesterday's shiur, just to quickly review, that there are a number of definitions, then a pshatim amongst the Rishonim, what is the definition of chametz noiksha? One pshat Rashi suggests is that it's not edible chametz, or it didn't really become full-fledged chametz, even though it's roi l'achila. The Magen Avraham explains that both of them have to be in a situation that they were never full-fledged chametz. In other words, says the Magen Avraham, when we speak about dovish en roi l'achila, it means something that was never really edible. If you have a food that was edible and then it became nifsal, so as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, it's only considered nifsal when it's nifsal mechilas kalev, when it's totally inedible. And same thing when we're saying that it didn't become chametz. It has to be that it never became chametz. But if it became chametz and now it receded from that level, that still would be considered chametz, and it would not be considered chametz noiksha. So both of them, says the Gemara, there's an issa lav. The issa of eating them, even though, as we've learned from the beginning of Masechta, eating chametz on Pesach Rachman Tzlon carries an oinish of karis, chametz noiksha, taruvas chametz, is a lav. So ask the Gemara, who's the Tana that holds that opinion? Says the Gemara, Amr Yehuda Merav, Remehi. It follows the opinion of Remehi, the Tanya Seir, which is dough made out of the five types of grain, but that became chametz, but it isn't full-fledged chametz, Yisarif, should be burnt. If a nice little cowboy, you could give it to your dog. That means whenever we say giving to the dog means you may have a no. And if somebody Rechman Tzlan eats it on Pesach, Baboim, he gets Malkus. As we're going to learn in a Mishnah, Daf Mem Chesem Mitzvashem, dough, as becomes Chametz, goes through a number of steps. First, it turns pale. After it becomes pale, it develops cracks. And after the cracks become so many that they all begin to intertwine one with each other. We're going to learn in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis a machloikis of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Ramei, as soon as the dough becomes pale, it's in the category of Seir. When it has the cracks, it's already Chametz Gomer. Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient. Rabbi Yehuda holds that until there are cracks that form, it's not a problem. When the cracks form, that's when it becomes Seir. And when they start to intertwine, that's when they're Chametz Gomer. The Seir that we're discussing here is not what we often speak about, especially when we speak about Pesach, about Sa'ar. Sa'ar is sourdough. Sourdough is full-fledged, is Chametz Gomer. And for sourdough, there's a Chiv Karis. Even if it's not Royal Achila, as even though sourdough may not be royal achila, that's the original yeast, because since the Gemara says it's royal achameya by Isa Sacheris, yeast is what makes dough rise, so it's considered full-fledged chametz. Somebody chas v'shom eats it on Pesach, there's a chiyuv karis. Here we're speaking about seir. So ask the Gemara, haguf akasha. But now let's understand what we just learned in the Braisa when we learned the opinion of Rameya. Amrit, say Yisarif. First, the Braisa said that we have to completely burn the Seir. Alma, so it's obviously Osbano. Why would we have to burn it? Because it's Osbano. V'hadatani, and yet the same Braisa tells us, V'nosnul fnei kalboy, we could serve it to our animals. Alma mutabano. So first, how do we address that? Answers the Gemara Hachikama. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Say Yisarif to Rameya. What is called Seir according to Rameya, that means dough that started getting pale, according to Rameya, Rameya has to be burnt. And Rabbi Yehuda, and what is Seir according to Rabbi Yehuda, where it forms these cracks, has to be burnt according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Noisnoi of Nei Cowboy. And then when the Braisa says, you may have a no, it's going back to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And what was considered a Seir according to Rabbi Yehuda, which means it's dough that is still pale, according to Rabbi Yehuda, dough that's still pale doesn't even fall into the category of Seir. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it isn't even in the category of Rabbi Yehuda, of Seir according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mutar B'Hano. And the way Tosfos explains, really, Seir should be Mutar B'Hano according to Rameya as well. But Rabbi Yehuda, well, we're Machmer because of Maris Ayin. V'Oichloi, and on the other hand, what Rabbi Yehuda considers not being Seir, that means it's only pale, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's even Mutar B'Hano. According to Rameya, it is Seir, and you'll get Aboim, you'll get Malkus. That goes back according to Rameya. Because if it's in the category of a Chsif Uponov, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a problem at all. Since it's not a problem at all, you could serve it to your dog. It's Mutar B'Hano. Who holds that it falls into the category of Seir? Rameya. So, according to Rameya, if you eat it, there's Malkus Aboim. So what the Mishnah is going back and forth between the opinions of Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, the way to understand this brisa is that first when the brisa says, say Yusarif, everybody agrees with that. There may be a disagreement, what is Seir, but everybody agrees that whatever each one of us holds, Rameya Rabbi Yehuda, holds its Seir, that is, has to be Yusarif. Then the Sefer is not going, the statements in the Sefer don't follow both of the opinions. The Sefer is talking about Seir Botzik, that dough that became pale. The according to Rameya is Seir, and according to Yehuda, it's not. So when the Brisa said the Noisn of Shnei Kalboy, that's going according to Yehuda. Because since it's not Seir, it's Mutaba No, but it's also Bachilim with Rabbanim because of Maris Ayin. On the other hand, when the Brisa said that Ha'oichle Ba'aboyim, that's following the opinion of Rameya, who holds that once it's pale, it's full-fledged Seir. And since it's full-fledged Seir, it has to be burnt. It may not be eaten or have an awe from it. And if somebody does Chas V'Shalom eat it, there will be, according to Rameya, Malchus Aboya. But what do we see, points out the Gemara? Shemina Le Rameya, we clearly see from this price that according to Rameya, Noitsha, when we have Chametz Noitsha Be'enei, there's a Isalav. Because Seir is really not edible. Yet Rameya holds that if somebody eats the Seir, he gets Malchus. Now, says the Gemara, and this is a critical element in understanding the Gemara, the Koshke Chometz Dog and Gomara de Taruvis, if you have Taruvis Chometz, which this Tana, this opinion clearly holds, that Taruvis Chometz is more of an issue than Chometz Noiksha. So if we have established that Chometz Noiksha is a lav, there's Malchus Aboyim for eating it on Pesach. Certainly, Teruvas Chometz is worse. So that's how we've established that our Mishnah, this is how he was able to establish, that our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rab was able to establish, that our Mishnah says that by Chometz Noiksha and by Teruvas Chometz, there's Malchus for eating them on Pesach, follows the opinion of Rameya. Rav Nachman says, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Lezahi. The Tanya, Al Chometz Dogen Gomer, if somebody eats full-fledged Chometz, there's an Einish Chometz. There's an Einish Chorus. There's a Chiv Chorus. So, of course, I saw that the Tzlach asks, what's Rabbi Lezahi coming to teach us? We know that a Chometz Gomer, there's a Chiv Chorus. So he says that the chiddush of this brisa, this is to teach us that the chiyuv koris, even though we've learned from the beginning of Masechta, that one may not eat chametz already from Erev Pesach after Chatzos, but our Mishnah, he's teaching us that this koris, the chiyuv koris, Rachman Slan, only begins on Pesach. And therefore, whatever is the din by chametz gomer will also be the din by Chometz Noiksha and Taruvas Chometz, that the Malchus one gets for consuming them will also begin only on Pesach. Veleruvoi, somebody eats Taruvas Chometz, there's Issa Lav. That comes with Issa Lav, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. The Chometz Dog Gomer, on full-fledged Chometz, indeed, there's an Einish Karas. Aleruvoi, but on Taruvas Chometz, B'loi Klum, there is no Isalav. But what do we see? The Shemina Le Rabbi Elazar, but we clearly see, according to Rabbi Elazar, Shechametz Dog Gomai De Taruvis, that Taruvis Chametz is in Lav. The Koshke, Noiksha Be'enei, and certainly Chametz Noiksha. So here the Gemara is teaching us a very important concept that Chametz Noiksha, and I pointed this out earlier, Chometz Noiksha is considered more of an Isser than Teruvas Chometz, and therefore Rabbi Elazar says that if on Teruvas Chometz there's an Isser Lav, then certainly on Chometz Noiksha there's an Isser Lav. The question that the Rishonim ask, that why by Teruvas Chometz is there no Isser, and even if we'll say, as we said at the beginning, that the Teruvas Chometz doesn't have a zayis b'chtei achilas pras, but the Gemara many times says that chatzi shir is also min ha-tayra. Even if you didn't eat the full-fledged shir, the shir of a kazayis, there may not be an oynish, there may not be a punishment, but it's certainly usur. So why won't they consider this a chatzi shir? So the Rishonim, the Ritva, says that the only time we apply the concept of chatzi shir is in a situation where this food that's usur is here on its own. But when it's in a taruvis, as we're explaining now, we're speaking about teruvis chametz. When it's teruvis chametz, we don't say chatzi shir ein asur min ha-Torah. So in this braisa, we're learning that on teruvis chametz, there wouldn't be any malchus. And so will be the halacha by chametz noiksha. So as we explained earlier, the fundamental machloikis between Rav Nachman and Rehuda, and the Gemara is going to point this out much more, is that what is considered a bigger iser? According to Rav Meir, according to the way Rav Yehuda explained Rav Meir, chametz noikshay is a smaller iser than teruvis chametz. And if chametz noikshay is an iser lav, certainly there would be an iser lav and teruvis chametz. And according to Rav Elazar, just the opposite. And chametz noikshay, because it doesn't have any teruvis, is more of an iser, and therefore if taruvus chametz is aser, then chametz noikshay is certainly aser. Ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman, my tamal amak Rav Yehuda, why didn't Rav Nachman hold like Rav Yehuda that the Tanava our Mishnah is Rameya? Amalach, so Rav Nachman responds, Dama atkan lekom Rameya hasam, when did Rameya say that there's an isek lav ela noikshay be'aynay, only by chametz noikshay? When we have teruvus chametz, which is less of an iser, we didn't hear Rameya speak about it, and since it's less of an iser, loy, he says Rameya may hold that there is no salav by teruvus chametz. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda may tam lo emek Rav Nachman that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, Amalach, at kan lekam Rabbi Lezer hasam, Rabbi Lezer spoke only be chametz dog and gom aydei teruvus. The teruvus chametz, he said, is alav. Avol noikshay be'enei, chametz noikshay, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is less of an iser than teruvus chametz. Maybe he'll hold the loy amar. He won't hold as an iser lav. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavasei, the Rabbi Yehuda says the Gemara. There's a brisa that supports the opinion of Yehuda Merav that teruvus chametz is more of an iser than chametz noikshay, because the Torah speaking about chametz says, Kol machmetzes lo sechelu. What do we learn from the pasuk of kol machmetzes lo sechelu? The rabbis kuta chabavli. All of these various foods were explained in the previous year. Kuta chabavli v'sheicher amadai v'chaymetz adomi v'zeisem amitzri. All of them are also bachila. Yochel, I would think that there should be an oynish chorus in them as well. Tamaloyma kol oichel chametz v'nichrasa. Since the Torah says the word chametz when it speaks about the Chiv Karetz, the Torah, when it speaks about the Chiv Karetz, does not use the word Machmetzes. So I learn from here, Al Chometz Dagen Gomer Anish Karetz, there's only a Chiv Karetz on pure Chometz, Al Eruvoi, but Teruvus Chometz, there's only an Issa Lav. So the Gemara makes its point. Man Shamet Le Domar, who's the Tana that says that an Eruvoi Belav, that for teruvus chametz there's only an issa lav, Rabbi Elazar he. The Braisa clearly brought that Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that teruvus chametz is only a lav. Now, it only mentions here teruvus chametz. What is not mentioned here, noik shbeine, chametz noik shoy, loy kamar, is not mentioned in the Braisa. Shmamino, so from here we see that noik shoy, the Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that lesley there is no isalav. So what are we going to see from here? The Rebbe Lezer is going to hold that by teruvus chametz there is indeed a lav, but chametz noiksha doesn't come with a lav. Now, our Mishnah held that both teruvus chametz and chametz noiksha have a lav. So it must be that our Mishnah can't be following that opinion because we're looking for a Tana that holds both. Who's the Tana that holds both have a lav? Reb Meir. And that's the support to Reb Yehuda and Rav. Of course, the obvious question in learning this braisa is maybe this braisa holds that chametz noiksha is more of an iser than chametz betaruvis, and therefore the braisa only mentioned taruvis chametz, and we'll understand by mentioning taruvis chametz that chametz noiksha is also aser belav. Why are we so quick in just saying that obviously the Rebbe Lezer in the braisa that we just learned only holds that taruvis chametz is aser and not chametz noiksha? Because says Tosfos Divrei Maskil that if the braisa, even though if the braisa holds that chametz noiksha is more chametz than taruvis chametz, the braisa should have spoken about chametz noiksha anyway. Because if the braisa is not going to speak about chametz noiksha, then we would perhaps make the mistake that there's a chiyuv karus on chametz noiksha. As Tosfos explains, the beginning of the braisa is the braisa, as we learned it, is coming to teach us which chametz comes with a karus and which chametz comes with a lav. If you're going to say that chametz noiksha is more chametz than taruvis chametz, then we could easily make a mistake in understanding the braisa and think that taruvis chametz has a lav, chametz gomer certainly has a lav, and that chametz noiksha would be in the same category as chametz gomer. So, if that would be the halacha, shouldn't have the braisa been clear in helping us avoid making such a mistake? The fact that the braisa doesn't mention chametz noiksha at all is a raya that there's no lav on chametz noiksha at all. The Rishash, this is the way the Mashah explains Tosfos. The Rishash says a different teretz. The Rishash says that let's learn this braisa. This braisa is a very detailed braisa. It speaks about Kutach HaBavli, it speaks about Sheikh Ramadai, it speaks about all the various examples. So if you have a braisa, says the Rishash, that's being so detailed and going to every type of chametz, if chametz noiksha were indeed usur, then the braisa should have mentioned chametz noiksha. The fact that the braisa did not mention chametz noiksha, it's very deliberate. And the reason that's being mentioned, it's being not mentioned, is because it's not usur at all, midaraisa. Of course, there's a discussion if Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that only taruvis chametz is usur, but not chametz noiksha. So in our Mishnah, we find at the end of the Mishnah, Rebbe Lezer is speaking both about chametz noiksha and taruvis chametz, that it's usur belaf. So they say it must be two different tanoim. Tosfos discusses this. It must be two different tanoim. One must be Rebbe Lezer and one must be Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lezer says that taruvis chametz, there's an issa lav and not a chiv chorus. Asked Gemara, Ruv Belav and Nolei, where do we know that there is only an issa lav? Because as we learned, the ksiv, komach metzes lo sechelu, Machmetzes means a taruvis chametz. Ask the Gemara, im kein karis nami l'chayiv. There should be a chiv karis. Because the Torah, when it speaks about the chiv karis, says, da'ksiv ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrusa. So we see that machmetzes, and you're saying now that taruvis chametz means, machmetzes includes taruvis chametz, comes with a chiv karis. Answers the Gemara, hahu, that pasuk that we just read, b'boi l'chretanya. We need for a different limud. Chametz, if we only had the limud that chametz is chiv karis, only elo shenis chametz me'elov, that it became chametz by itself, or became chametz through sourdough, which is a form of dough. Machmas tavar acher, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, that means if it fermented by using sediment of wine, menayin, how do we know that dough that was fermented, not just by sourdough, but became leavened, is considered full-fledged chametz? Tamaloymer, kol oichel machmetzus v'nechrusa. So the pasuk is needed to teach us that halacha, and it's not available to teach us that by taruvis chametz, there's a chiv karis. Ihachi, ask the Gemara, if that's what was saying the pasuk is teaching us, the lav nami lohachi hudasa. Let's say that the pasuk of machmetzes the pasuk that we began with, "Kamachmetzis lo sechelu," is coming to teach us that if dough became chametz through davar acher, there's a lot that it's aser. But how will we know that there's a chiv la by teruvas chametz? Says the Gemara, "El tam der belezer mikol." The Torah adds the word "kol machmetzis lo sechelu." From here, I learn that there's a chiv by teruvas chametz. So ask the Gemara, Hosum Nami, by the Pasuk of the Chiv Chorus, Haksiv, Kol Oichel Machmetzes Nachrasa. So why don't I use that Kol to teach us that there's a Chiv Chorus for Taruvas Chametz? Answers the Gemara, Hahu, Rabbi Leila Rabbis Sassanoshim. That Pasuk is coming to teach us that women who eat Chametz Rachman Slon and Pesach, a Chiv Chorus. Ask the Gemara, Noshim, that women may not eat chametz on Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda Marav nafka. Dom Rabbi Yehuda Marav, v'chein tani de brei yishmo, omakro, the pasuk when it speaks about somebody who stole from someone else, and then he falsely swore that he did not, and then he admits that he did, the pasuk says, isha isha kiyasim kol chatas ha'odom, lima ma'av ha'ashem, Vashma Nefeshahi, the Torah uses the words Isha Isha. We learn from here, Hishva Kosuv, Isha L'ish L'cholon Shishba Torah. That even though, as we're going to learn, we've learned, when it comes to mitzvahs asay, there are mitzvahs asay that women are exempt, of course men not. When it comes to Lavin, all men and women are all the same. So of course, this asur to eat chametz Pesach should apply to women equally as to men. Why do I need a special pasuk? Answers the Gemara Itzrich. We need a special pasuk because Salkadat Chamina, Hoyvaksiv, the Torah says, Lysochalov Chomet Shivas Yom Toychalov Matzahs. So the Torah connects the Isser of eating Chomets with the mitzvah matzah. And I would learn, Kosh Yeshnoi Bekum Echoy Matzah. Anyone who's obligated to eat matzah, Yeshno, Bebal Toychal Chomets, may not eat Chomets. Vahani Neshi. And we would say regarding women, Hoyel, the lesson of Bekum Echoy Matzah, they're not obligated to eat matzah, because the Havalei Mitzvah Cessation is Man Groma. And as we've learned in Masechta Kedushin and the Mishnah, Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph, that women are potter from Mitzvah Cessation is Man Groma. And as we've quoted the Avudram, why are women exempt from Mitzvah Cessation is Man Groma? Because Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma, by their definition, could only be performed at the time that the mitzvah has to be performed. It was speaking about eating Pesach on matzah on Pesach. You only can get a mitzvah for eating matzah on Pesach. Now, women have so many other obligations that prevent them from always being available to do the mitzvah that is time sensitive. And therefore, the Torah, recognizing that, explains the Ramban, explains the Avudram, exempted them from mitzvah cessation's man groma. And therefore, we would suggest, Hani Noshi, however, Nesim Bekum Echom Matzah, since they're not obligated to eat matzah, Davali mitzvah cessation's man groma, Eimer, we would suggest that they also, about Toichel Chametz Nami Lesnu, they won't be also from eating matzah, Kamash Malan. Of course, the Rishonim asked the question. The Pasuk clearly is makish, connects matzah and chametz. And our Gemara is trying to say that use this hekish to exempt women from the isser of eating chametz on Pesach. But don't we have a rule that whenever we have a hekish, and we could use the hekish for chumrah, or we could use a hekish for kula, we always use the hekish for chumra. And here we're trying to use the hekish for kula. So the answer, since the pasuk ends with the words, the Yireim says this, since the pasuk ends the words, shivas yomim toichel matzis, and since the pasuk ends with our words, so we see that the main point is the matzah. And the matzah, as we just finished saying, is a mitzvah seishas man groma, and that's why we would use the hekish lekula. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggests is that we've learned earlier in our Masechta, in the Gemara Masechta Sukkos, Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, makes a gzeira shava between achilas matzah on the first night of Pesach and achilas in the sukkah on the first night of sukkah. And certainly, eating in the sukkah on the first night of Pesach is a mitzvah, women are exempt. So therefore I would say that they're certainly exempt from matzah because of that gzeirah shavah between matzah and sukkah, and then extrapolated to make them exempt from the issur of eating chametz as well. The other question that the Rishonim ask is that we're going to learn in the end of Ma'am Masechta Mitzashem that women are mechuyiv in dalakaisis. Women are mechuyiv to drink the dalakaisis of wine, and the Gemara says, "Af hein, ha yibayis ha nais," because they were part of the nais of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how can we suggest, the Rishonim ask, that women should be exempt from matzah? Why don't we say, "Af hein hayu bayis hanais"? So Rishonim answer that we only apply "Af hein hayu bayis hanais" by a mitzvah d'rabbanon. So dalakoises, Chanukah, dalakoises, Megillah are all "Af hein" mitzvahs d'rabbanon, and there we say "Af hein hayu bayis hanais." Matzah, which is a chiv deraisa, we wouldn't say af hein hayos b'neis. Ask the Gemara. So now we're using the word kol to tell us that women indeed may not eat chametz. So ask the Gemara. V'hashta das rabu from the baal teichel chametz. From the word kol, we're learning that women may not eat chametz. Es rabu nami lachilas matzah. Now we'll know that women are mechuyev to eat matzah. Kerev Elezer. As Rabbi Elazar taught us, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Nosh Chayav Bechilas Matzah, Dvar Torah, women are mechuyev to eat matzah. Shenemar, the pasuk says that we just said, Loisoichel Olav Chametz, Shivas Yom Metoichel of Matzahs. So we learn, Kol Sheyeshno about Toichel Chametz, whoever may not eat Chametz, whom we just now included women, Yeshno Bechilas Matzah, have to eat matzah. And since we just learned, Vahani Noshim Hoyev, Yeshno about Toichel Chametz, that they may not eat Chametz, Yeshnon matzah. So we're up to now is, that's what we needed, the kol, and that's what our halacha is, that the mechuyiv in achilas matzah. And what about the halacha of sipitzis mitzrayim? So we look in the chinuch, in mitzvah chaf aleph, when he speaks about the mitzvah sipitzrayim, says, v'nohagis b'zacharim v'nekevis, Sipitzis Mitzrayim applies to men and women, b'chol mokim b'chol zman, at all times and all places. V'ayva alav bitla, say if somebody doesn't do Sipitzis Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach, he missed that mitzvah to say. And the Mechas Chinuch asks, why are women mechuyev in Sipitzis Mitzrayim? Isn't it considered a mitzvah to say shizman groma? And there is no limud that tells us that women are mechuyev in Sipitzis Mitzrayim. So the Stipler says we go back to a concept that we've discussed earlier. We learned earlier in the previous parak that matzah is called lechem oini. Why is it called lechem oini? Because lechem she'onim lov dvarim harbe. As we explained, you say the halal, you say the haggadah with the matzah. So if we now established that women are mechuyev to eat matzah, and matzah is called lechem oini, therefore, it's obvious that women are mechuyev to say the Haggadah Sipitzis Mitzrayim. And in fact, the Ramah, there's a raya from the Ramah in Simen Tuf Ayin Gimel Sif Vav that women are mechuyev to say the Haggadah. Because the Ramah says that we begin the Haggadah with Halach Ma'anya and Manishtana, Loshin Shemavinim Hanoshim V'Ketanim. And the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sif Katan Samach Dalid, why are we so concerned to begin the Haggadah in Lashon Arami, which was the language that women and children understand? From here we see that women are mechuyev in the Haggadah. So even though it's a mitzvah say shizman groma, it travels together with achilas matzah, which our Gemara just said, women are mechuyev. So we're saying that the kol is coming to teach us that women are mechuyev that women may not eat chametz. Ask the Gemara or my chazus the high kol. Why are we saying that the kol in the pasuk of kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrasa is ribuy noshim is coming to teach us that women may not eat chametz or mafix aruvoy not to teach us that there's a chiv karus by teruvas chametz? Ema, ask the Gemara, why don't we say that the call is coming, Larabbis Eruvoi, to tell us that there's a Chiv Karis by Teruvas Chametz, and there won't be an Isser Chametz by women. Answers the Gemara, Mistabra koi ba'oichlim. The pasuk is speaking about people who eat. So it adds mar ba'oichlim. It adds women who are eaters. Koi ba'oichlim. But it's talking about people who eat. Or marba, and it should talk about the food. Nechalim. It makes more sense that if the Torah is using the word kol, it's coming to speak about people who eat, not about foods that are eaten. Maskler of Nasim bar Avud Rav Huna. Is that true? That if the pasuk is speaking about people who are eating, we won't use it to talk about the food? For Tanya, the pasuk, when it speaks about the Issa eating chalif, the pasuk says, Ki kol oichel chalif min behema, ashi yakev, mimena ish la Hashem, v'nechrasa nefesh achels v'meh, d'chiv karas for eating chalif. Ele ele chalif, tamimim. The pasuk maybe would only be talking about chalif of kachim that are healthy. Roy likarev, which can be brought on the mizbeach. Chele balimumin, if you have an animal which is kaidish, but it's a balmum, which cannot be brought on the mizbeach. Minayin, that you may not eat that chelev. Tamaloyma, mina behema. Chelev chulam minayim, and the chelev of any animal, how do we know that there's an issa karis? Tamaloyma ki kol. So now, v'hocha, the pasuk is speaking about oichlin. Call oichel chelev. Speaking about the people who eat, and yet we're using the pasuk the kamar ben nechalim. We're using the pasuk to teach us about the food. So we see that that isn't the problem. Answers the Gemara. Hasam the leka oichlin. Where's nobody to include from people who may not eat? Because of course women may not eat chelev. For as we said a few moments ago, women are equal to men when it comes to salav. That's why we say, Mar ben Nechalim, we have nothing else to do with the Pasuk, and we can't leave the Pasuk without a limud. So we say it's speaking about the food. Hacha, but in the Pasuk by Chometz, the Ika Oichlim, that we have Oichlim that we could speak about, that we could say that the Issa Chometz is coming to teach us that women have a Chiv Karas for eating Chometz, L'shavik L'l Oichlim, V'Mar ben Nechalim. We're preferably going to use the Pasuk to speak about people and not about food. We learned earlier that the Chacham's opinion is that there is no Issa D'Raisa but Teruvah Chometz. V'Rabbanon, the Leslu Erev, the Rabbanon hold that there is no Issa La by Teruvah Chometz. Koloi Darshi, they don't, obviously, how are we going to explain their Limud? We're going to say that they don't say that the Kol is coming to explain, to add anything. And therefore, when the Torah says, Kol Oichel, Komachmetz, Loi Sechelu, it's not including Teruvah Chometz. But if they don't hold of Kol, then Noshim and Aluhu, so they won't learn in the Pasuk of Kol Oichel Machmetzes Nachresa, the Nechresa, to include women. So where would the Chachamim know from that women may not eat Chametz on Pesach? Answers the Gemara, Kol, when there's the word Kol alone, Loi Darshi. But when they have Ki Kol, when you have Ki Kol, that they are Darshni. So therefore, the Pasuk that says Kol Machmetzes Loi Sechelu, they don't use that Kol. And therefore, there is no pasuk according to the Chachamim for Teruvah Chometz. But the other pasuk of Ki Kol Oichel Chometz for Nechrasa, they do learn to include women. Ask the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer, who does use the word kol, and therefore says that that pasuk is coming to teach us that this Chiv Lab at Teruvah Chometz, Ema, in the pasuk of Ki Kol Oichel Chometz for Nechrasa, why doesn't he say that the kol in that pasuk indeed is coming l'rabbis anoshim, that there's a chiv chorus if women eat chametz on Pesach Monslan, and then the extra ki kol l'rabbis aruvai will come to teach us that for teruvah's chametz there's a chiv chorus. We'll be able to learn both v'chi tema. And if you'll want to answer the ki kol Rebbe Lezer lo darsh, Rebbe Lezer doesn't dash in the words ki kol v'tanya. The Braisa teaches us sa'ar batakhtira. The Torah teaches us you're not allowed to put sor on the mizbeach, as the pasuk says, "Kol mincha shetakriv laHashem loisas chametz ki chol sor v'chol tavash loisik tirim mena ish laHashem." Ainly ella kuloi, we would say that there's only a chiv by a karis mektzosoi, less than a kazayis of sor. How do we know? Minayin tamaloi mekol. A ruva minayin. How do we know if sor is mixed in with other foods that they may not be put on the mizbeach? Tamaloim ki kol. Now, ask the Gemara, man samatle, who's the Tana throughout Shas, the Dorish kol, that always learns kol, as we just learned the Rebbe Lezer, because the Gemara said the Rabbanon don't darshin kol. And here we see that not only does Rabbi Elazar darshan the kol, he darshans the key kol as well. So if he darshans the key kol as well, so he should use the kol for women and the key for teruvus chametz, and therefore maybe he should hold that teruvus chametz is a chiyuv karis. But he doesn't. Even he agrees that teruvus chametz is only a lav. And says the Gemara, kasha. That indeed is a kasha, that why we wouldn't be able to learn Rabbi Elazar that way. The Meshech Chachma says that that we have a rule that whenever the Gemara ends with a kasha versus tiyufta means that there's a tiyufta means there's no answer. Kasha means there's an answer. So he answers that the ki ka oichem achmetzes is going back to the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk speaks about shivas yom sole matzah b'netechem. Why? Ki ka oichem achmetzes, both men and women, and therefore, since the pasuk says the word b'teichem, I would think it only speaking about a man who has a wife. B'teichem means a bias, so I need the kikol to tell us that even men who are not married are also to eat chametz and with chiyuv karis, and that's why Rabbi Elazar will not have the kikol available for taruvus chametz.